From the Coast Cruises Car Club. Get the app and carry us everywhere at WGCMAM.com.
I'm Rob Stinson. You know me from The Reef, Salute, and Kelly's. Now on Biloxi Boardwalk, we are building homes. Jack Krongard, my business partner from Cape Coral, has built a total of over 5,000 custom homes of all types at Dade County standards. These homes are fortified, gold-built homes, able to withstand 165-mile-an-hour winds, and due to that, we've even found affordable insurance. Now you can take advantage of the exquisite views of the Gulf Coast within walking distance to restaurants, great shopping, and casinos. We're the only homes beachside of Highway 90 across the coast. Schedule a walkthrough today and make living in the home of your dreams a reality. Contact Jack at 612-750-6436 and ciao.
Bailey Lumber wants to let you know if you're rebuilding your home or business, building a new home or business, or just making some changes, you can count on Bailey Lumber and Supply with locations in Ocean Springs and Bay St. Louis. Lumber and supplies, doors, windows, and roofing, Bailey Lumber has everything you need from A to Z.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Quality rental vehicles are hard to come by, but Baldwin Subaru is overstocked with choices from sedans to SUVs to all-inclusive add-ons. We have it all with Drive Baldwin Rentals. Plus, we work with nearly all insurance companies. Renting a vehicle from us is easy. Just visit BaldwinSubaru.com and click on Rent a Subaru to get started. Get behind the wheel of one of the industry's safest, most capable vehicles with Drive Baldwin Rentals in Covington.
Trying to buy or sell your car, truck, or motorcycle? Gulf Coast Motorsports Magazine's classified ads are viewed by thousands of people each month. Picture ads are only $10, and non-picture ads are only $5, and that's for 2 months.
Find out more at GulfCoastMotorsports.com.
Here's your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers, the overnight low 74. That rain chance bumps up to 80% for tomorrow. Looking at a high of 84, 80% again on Friday, the high then 83.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Hafford EMS, Lasard Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Double Tree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
After a wild 16-inning day of baseball yesterday, we're here to tell you the Shuckers are scheduled to just play 9 innings here on a Wednesday night. Chavik Blake alongside you as we welcome you inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Madison, Alabama, and Toyota Field. As we get you sent for first pitch, it is officially game 2 of a 6-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers at 61-64. 31-27 in the second half against the Rocket City Trash Pandas, 56-70 on the season, 23-35 in the second half. The Shuckers enter today 1 game up on the Mississippi Braves for the wild card spot in the South Division. Entering today, 11 games to go, including 6 head-to-head matchups against the M Braves. A lot of different ways for the Shuckers to make the playoffs, but their magic number as of today is 11. To reach the playoff for the first time since 2019. Shuckers yesterday resumed a game from August 4th. They fell on that one 8-4, but they won game 2 of the doubleheader, a 7-inning game by a 6-3 final. They got a couple of big-time performances. Brock Wilkin, a homer, a 2-RBI night, and 2-hit night from Lamar Sparks, as well as a 3-RBI three-hit night, including a go-ahead homer from Xavier Warren as the Shuckers won by a 6-3 final. One of the stars of this team, though, in the second half has been Ernesto Martinez Jr. He's been one of the hottest forces in this lineup and one of the hottest hitters in all of AA. He joins us next for today's pregame. Alongside that, he also chats about his mom coming to town last week and his favorite cuisines from around the world for a guy who has lived all over the place on planet Earth. Comes your way next. It's a fascinating interview. Comes your way next. First pitch, 6:35 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, guys. Splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Inside the Blood Checkers pregame show, we're getting set for first pitch on a Wednesday night. Checkers and the Trash Pandas, game two of a six-game set. I'm Javik Blake, and for today's pregame interview, we're alongside the man who, every time we turn around, is on base one way or another. It's Ernesto Martinez Jr. Ernesto, appreciate the time.
All right, nice to see you again, brother. Nice to see you again.
How fun has these last 2 weeks been? You were named the Southern League Player of the Week on Monday. Then yesterday, the resumed game, you go 3-for-5, game two. You get two hits, and you end the day with five hits in a span of 16 innings.
it's been great. You know, I've been working a lot of my craft. You know, I've been praying a lot to the Lord. Been really trying to get the most I can out of my hitting coach. I've been, you know, watching some great players too since Chattanooga series. And I think everything has been clicking. The missing piece was just a little screw that was missing in my mechanics. That it will take me a long time to talk about it, but I think everything's clicking out. Hopefully we keep it for the playoffs, trying to keep pushing for the playoffs, yeah.
Well, that's the big thing, too, is you've gotten hot at just about the perfect time. This is a team that's looking to make the playoffs, a game up for the wild card with 11 to go. How fun is it to not only be swinging it well, but to be swinging it well in the middle of a playoff push?
Oh, it's been great. That's the best part. That's the best part. I've never expected this, you know. I love this team, love the coaches, you know, love my teammates. And make the playoffs, that would be great because I've never made the playoffs in my 6.5 years with the Brewers. I think this is the great time to keep it on fire and then push it through it.
What's been the big key to this success here in the second half? You wake up today, since it turned into the second half, 338 average, 958 OPS, 19 extra base hits. What's been all coming together for you at the plate?
I don't know. I think once you find something in hitting, everything else about the confidence you have in your mechanics, once you're confident enough and you are seeing the ball come off your bat once or twice,
and you start repeating that, the same feeling, everything just comes together. You know, that's about everything it took for me to, you know, light it up.
Last week, 6 extra base hits, and I don't know whether or not it was the big things or the mechanics that you've talked about, or the fact that your mom was in town and you were getting some hometown cooking. How fun was it to have her in town last week to come and visit?
It was great. You know, before that, I was hitting still, but it got to a point where I got hurt twice. It was a little bit miserable. You know, I was the only Latin player on the team. My wife was sick. She was in the Dominican. I was alone at home. I got hurt, my knee. When she got there, it was like another reason to keep, you know, pushing to the baseball game on that moment where I felt so low. I think she was a great part of it.
How special is it just to have her in town? Because Latin American players, unlike American players, it's not like mom or dad can just drive over. She flew across an ocean because she's out there living in Paris to come see you and visit you in the States.
Yeah. She was in Paris. She wanted to come earlier, but I had, you know, since I had my wife, we only have one room, and she had to work too, and I've been traveling and everything. It would have been a mess to, like, make her travel or leave her at home. Like, it would have been a great expense. If not a great expense, it would have been a problem, you know, with the, you know, all that logistics that come with it. She actually made it here. She changed a couple things in her schedule. I was like, Mom, you gotta come. Like, I need you here. And then she took a flight from Paris. She came, and that's about it. It was a quick flight, though, 12 hours.
12 hours, a very quick flight. Well, you got a big-time smile on your face. Obviously happy about having her in town last week. How special was it just to get to spend some time with her along with playing some good baseball?
It's been great. It's been the best thing. It's been the best thing in a long time because she hasn't seen me play since 2019 when I was in Colorado, Rocky Mountain Vibes. She came there, and I was raking, too. I remember that time I was doing so-so, and when she got there, started being the best player on that team, all together with Carlos and Nick Hale. Like, I remember that. And she kind of pushed me again. So, yeah, she's been a great push for me.
What was she cooking up for you at the house?
Oh, yeah, some Cuban food. That's the secret right there. We're going to get to that at the end of the interview, though. That's the real secret right there.
Well, this is the next question. Is you are a guy that has such a wild background. You grew up in Cuba. You live now in the Dominican Republic. You've lived in France. You lived in the United States. You've gotten to experience this entire world of food. So with power rankings of Ernesto Martinez Jr.'s favorite cuisines across the world, what do we got?
All right, I'll start from the worst. The worst food is the Nordic food. All right, let's start by that. I went to one of my... One of my friends, he told me, hey, you come to France, come to the South, come to Toulouse. I went there. I was like, hey, I want to try some food from your family background. Like, do you have any restaurants? Like, I'm not sure you want to try it. And then as soon as I tried it, I regretted it. Nordic and Normandian food from the north of, is it north of Spain or? No, north of France, I think. Yeah, some of that. It was horrible. All right. Coming from back, Dominican food. That's so-so. I'll give it a C. C ranking, C minus. All right. Dominicans, they don't really have a dish. They got mofongo with some garlic and butter, but that's about it. They fry cheese, and then it's good, but it's not top tier. So C, all right.
What's in the top tier?
Top tier right now, we're going to get to touch about it. So I have a Haitian background, so I've tried my Creole food, and I think that's the only food that can give it a run to Colombian. I can give it a run for the money to Colombia, Salvador, and Peru. I think the top of the mountain, I would say Colombian food. Colombian food is number one. Number two, I'll give the Creole food. Number three, Salvador is together with Peru. And the last one, bro, which is totally different. It's art. It's on another level. But since I'm Latin, I got to go with my Latin people. But French food is out of this world. It's something different. I can't even name it with them, but French food is the best food you can get. But if you want Latin food in your land, you got to go with Colombian food.
Always entertaining, Ernesto. Appreciate the time.
Nice to talk to you. I always love to talk to you. You take the best out of me in our interviews, bro.
Well, hey, it's always a blast. Best of luck tonight. Appreciate having you on.
All right. See you, man. Have a good one.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Trash Pandas coming your way next.
Hey, everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
We welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Madison, Alabama, and Toyota Field. What a lot of fun to catch up with Ernesto on a lot of different fronts, including the very, very important Martinez Cuisine Rankings. The MCR Index, as we'll call it, as the Shuckers get set for first pitch against the Trash Pandas. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Trash Pandas. It's the righty Brett Carey, 1-2 with a 2.82 ERA against the lefty Russell Smith for the Shuckers, 2-1 with a 2.96 earned run average. That'll do it for today's edition of the Shuckers pregame show. First pitch comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
The 3-2 pitch. Runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam. Brock Wilkin. And it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over. Slides. Gets it at short. Fires the first in time. At third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove. Strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
Jackson drives it in the right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
It is a cloudy night in North Alabama, and we welcome you inside the Biloxi Shuckers Network's coverage of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. It's game 126 of 136, and the Shuckers at 61-64, 31-27, enter today in a playoff spot. They're a game up on the M Braves with 11 games to go. The Trash Pandas eliminated from playoff contention in the North, 56-70 overall, 23-35. In the second half. David Blake back alongside you as we welcome you to North Alabama. Madison, Alabama, the place as the righty Brett Keary gets the start. 1-2 with a 2.82 ERA this year. Today, his 11th appearance and 7th start of the season. And he faces off against a Shuckers lineup that begins with the lefty Dylan O'Ray. First pitch of the night. Misses off the outside corner, and we're off and running. First pitch tonight, 6:35 p.m. Central Time. First pitch weather, 82 degrees and partly cloudy. The pitch, slice back to the screen, and the count evens 1-1. 82 degrees and partly cloudy. The wind has been up to 6 miles an hour in from center. At the moment, the flags in left center are at a standstill. The 1-1 pitch, O'Ray fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. O'Ray this year sitting 185 with a home run, 13 driven in, and a 324 OBP. The 1-2 pitch from Carey. Curveball smacked to second. Mershon charges, grabs near his ankles, fires to first, and it's in time. David Mershon starts at second for the Trash Pandas. Sam Brown is the first baseman. Denzer Guzman's at short. Matt Kootenay is at third in the outfield from left to right. David Calabresi, Nelson Rada, and Orlando Martinez with Miles Emerson behind the plate. Brings up the lefty Darian Miller. Top of the Shuckers order. It's built by Renova Roofing. Goes O'Ray, Miller, Brock Wilkin, and Ernesto Martinez Jr. The pitch. Misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Carey stands in 6 feet tall, 213 pounds. The former fifth-round pick back in 2021. The pitch hammered out to right. Martinez back on it at the warning track. A step shy of the wall, he makes the catch. And Miller's retired for the second out. Brock Wilkin digs in. Right-handed bat against the righty Carey. Two out, nobody on. We're just underway in the top of the first inning. The pitch. Wilkin pops it straight up. Right side of the infield. Mershon, the second baseman, jogs in on it towards first. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. A quick and easy 7-pitch, 1-2-3 inning for Carey. And we're scoreless through a half inning of play. We go to the bottom half. Shuckers, Trash Pandas scoreless, and the lefty Russell Smith out to make his first start since May of last year when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers and the Trash Pandas scoreless in game two of this six-game set. And it is the lefty Russell Smith who gets the start for the Shuckers. 2-1 with a 2.96 ERA this year. 27 appearances, all of them in relief. 45 2/3 innings with 47 strikeouts. And today he makes his first start since May of last year. In game two of a doubleheader against Montgomery. Faces a Trash Pandas lineup that begins with the switch hitter David Mershon. Denzar Guzman bats second. Tucker Flint bats third. And Sam Brown bats in the cleanup spot. The lefty Smith comes set at the belt. First pitch of the day. Misses way up and away. Fastball at 87. And the count goes to 1-0. Mershon's hitting .295 this season. 5 runs driven in. And a .356 OBP. Smith delivers. It's a called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 87. And the count evens 1-1. Smith's a three-pitch guy. Fastball, changeup, and a slider. The 25-year-old native of Midlothian, Texas. The 1-1 pitch. Mershon takes up. That's from the right side against the lefty. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Keeps it top of the zone with a fastball at 88. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith stands in 6'7", 255 pounds. He started out his career as a full-time starter back in 2022 with the Wisconsin Timberrattlers in High A. Since then, though, he's been exclusively a bullpen piece. 2-2 pitch is a called strike three. Fastball in the inside corner at 88. And now one away for the righty, Denzar Guzman. Guzman's hitting .205 this season. The .292 OBP. Digs in at the back of the right-handed box against the lefty Smith. Now the pitch. Misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. One out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first. The pitch, swing and a miss, a long cut, an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count evens 1-1. Smith last time out, tied his season high with 3 innings on the hill. It was 5 days ago against Montgomery. The 1-1 pitch, fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. He's a guy who the Shuckers are likely looking to get 3-plus innings on the hill. This year, he's topped out at 3 innings and 58 pitches. The 1-2 pitch misses low. It's a slider at 82, and the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith comes set at the belt. Now the pitch. Guzman tips it foul back to the screen. It's a fastball at 88. And the count evens at 2-2. It's a scoreless game in the bottom of the first inning. The 2-2 pitch. Guzman pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count stays at 2-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167. The 2-2 pitch misses off the inside corner. Changeup at 79, and the count goes full.
Well, so far, Smith has thrown 12 pitches. 10 of them have been fastballs. He's thrown just two changeups. The 3-2 pitch misses off the inside corner, trying to go inside again with the changeup. And Guzman draws the walk. That extends his on-base streak to 8 games in a row. And it brings up the lefty Tucker Flint. One on, one away. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Lefty Flint digs in. 247 hitter this year with the team high 16 homers. The pitch. Roped, two hops, in right for a base hit. Guzman sprints to second. Sparks picks it up and right. Flint snaps an 0 for 12 skid at the plate. And now runners in first and second with one away. For the lefty, Sam Brown. Time to take a look at the Shuckers' starting defense tonight. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. Dylan O'Reilly's at second. Hayward Brown Jr. is at short. And Brack Wilkins at third. Outfield from left to right, Xavier Warren, Adam Hall, and Lamar Sparks with Darian Miller behind the plate. Lefty Sam Brown digs in. The pitch is a called strike at the top of the zone. It's a fastball at 87. Smith, very much an emergency starter for the Shuckers, was not named until after last night's game. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike in the outside corner. Fastball at 87. And Russell gets ahead. No balls and two strikes. This is a Shuckers pitching rotation that with 7 games this week, they do not have 7 different starters. In fact, they really only have 2 true starters, Tate Keener and Casey Hunt. They've had to mix and match a couple different guys out of this bullpen. 0-2 pitch. Nubbed right side of the infield. O'Reilly grabs it at second. Shuffles to the bag. Brown to first. It's in time. And that gets Smith out of the inning. It's a 4-6-3 double play. All double plays brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. And it's a scoreless first inning for Russell Smith. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the second, and we're scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Way into the top of the second, and the righty Brett Carey is back to work for the Trash Pandas. Faces off against the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Making his hole in the back of the left-handed batter's box. Working a little bit more. Now he digs in. We're scoreless into the second. Neither team got a run home in the first inning. And the righty Carey fires to the lefty. Martinez swings and drives it out to right. Martinez back on it. A step shy of the warning track, stands under it. And he makes the catch. Well, that's the power right there from Martinez. He was way out in front of a curveball at 74, and he almost got it out of here. One out, nobody on, and it brings up the righty Eric Brown Jr. One out, nobody on. The pitch fouled back, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Brown this year hitting 189, four homers, 37 driven in. Carey delivers. Brown takes a curveball at the knees for strike two. The 0-2 pitch popped up. First base side. Emerson, the catcher, stands under it, gets rid of the mask, makes the catch, and retires Brown for the second out. Well, that's five straight retired by Carey to start his day. Four of the five have been on a fly ball. And it brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks this year hitting 273 with a 330 OBP and a 735 OPS. Two out, nobody on. We're in the top of the second inning. Carey delivers. It misses up and in. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-0. Carey spent a lot of this year in AAA. The 1-0 pitch. Slider called the strike, and the count evens 1-1. Carey made 14 appearances and 13 starts to start the year with the Salt Lake Bees in AAA. The 1-1 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. It's a little different for Carey pitching here in Madison, Alabama, than it is in the Pacific Coast League, where you're pitching at altitude almost every night. 2-1 pitch. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-1. Pitching in places like Albuquerque, Salt Lake, Reno, Sacramento, where the ball flies everywhere. A little different here in the Southern League. 3-1 pitch, curveball low, and it's a 5-pitch walk. One on, two away, and the righty Adam Hall set to come up. Sparks gets rid of his batting gloves, had to take an extra moment to get all the Velcro off. Now a man on with two away. We're scoreless in the top of the second. And Hall digs in from the right side. The pitch. Hall takes low. Emerson blacks it up. And the count goes to 1-0. Just for some context, Carey coming to the Southern League after having a 5.68 ERA in the Pacific Coast League. Now, if you're in the Southern League, that is a terrible ERA, up above 5.5. The league ERA in the Southern League is around a 3.6, but in the PCL, a 5.5 is just about average. The league ERA is a 5.32. 1-0 pitch, misses up and in, and the count goes to 2-0. In fact, the league OPS in the Pacific Coast League this year is an even 800. It is not quite the same here in the Southern League. The league OPS is the second lowest out of any affiliated league in America at 665. Only league lower is the Carolina League. And the league ERA is a 371. Almost two full runs lower than the PCL. Quick chat between Carey and Emerson. Emerson now back behind the plate. The 2-0 pitch to Hall. He swings and misses. Fastball up, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Carey delivers. Hall swings and misses. Ties him up. Fastball top of the zone. Counts even, two balls, two strikes, and two away. Carey delivers. Sparks off to second. Hall waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 91. It's Carey's first strikeout of the night, and it ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and we're scoreless on the Biloxi Shackers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
After a double play, got Russell Smith out of the first inning. We go to the second. Shuckers. The Trash Pandas are scoreless here on a Wednesday night in September. Righty Miles Emerson digs in the five spot in the order against Smith. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Emerson, the catcher today for the Trash Pandas, hitting 268 with a 371 OBP. Smith today has thrown nothing but fastballs and changeups to start. The 1-0 pitch is popped up out towards left. Wind starts to carry it. Warren backpedals on the warning track, sticks up as Mitt makes the catch. And Emerson's retired for the first out. By the way, that double play that got Russell Smith out of the first inning is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and the ballpark, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Brings up the lefty, Orlando Martinez. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. One out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the bottom of the second. Lefty Smith comes set. Now delivers. Roped first base side, but foul on a couple of hops. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Smith originally drafted 51st overall by the Brewers in 2021 out of TCU. Highest drafted player ever to attend Midlothian High School in Texas. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Which is quite surprising for Midlothian High School. It is a massive high school in Texas. As of last year, 1,994 students. The pitch is chopped foul, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Midlothian, Texas, located right around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, about 30 to 45 minutes south of Dallas. Smith comes set at the belt. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez drives it out to left center. Warren and Hall back on it. Warren again to the warning track, sticks up his mitt and hauls it in. Martinez is retired for the second out. Well, there's no wind blowing right now, and that seems to be helping Smith at the moment. Both those balls may be 5 feet away from getting over the wall. Instead, they are both deep fly outs to left. Xavier Warren's getting some work as an outfielder. And it brings up the lefty, David Calabresi. It's a scoreless game. Two out, nobody on in the bottom of the second. The pitch misses up and in. And the count goes to 1-0. Calabresi this year hitting 215, three homers, nine driven in, and a 340 OBP.
The 1-0 pitch. Calabresi shows bunt, offers, and whips at it. Count evens 1-1. Calabresi has a very tall stance at the back of the left-handed box. Stands almost straight up. Bit of a bat waggle. The 1-1 pitch. Check swing, and he goes three-quarters of the way on a slider at 77. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Calabresi takes away. Slider at 78. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith stares in. Now comes set at the belt. The 2-2 pitch. Misses low and away. Slider at 79. And the count goes full. That was Smith's 29th pitch of the day. We'll see how long he's good for tonight. He's topped out at 58 pitches this year. The payoff pitch misses off the outside corner. Fastball at 87. Calabresi draws the second walk of the night for the Trash Pandas lineup. And it brings up the lefty, Matt Kootenay. Kootenay digs in the eighth spot in this Trash Pandas order, hitting 184 this year with a 253 OBP. Kootenay digs in at the very back of the left-handed box, a wide stance. Smith checks over to first, a looping throw, and Calabresi dives back to the bag. Back in early August and late July when the Shuckers played against the Trash Pandas back in Biloxi, that was Kootenay's double-A debut. Pitch to him, swing and a miss. And the count evens. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Kootenay, a 10th round pick of the Angels back in 2022. A senior sign out of Old Dominion. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted out to left. Warren in on it. Now goes back towards the warning track. And it's an inning authored by Xavier Warren. He records all 3 putouts. And that ends the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 runner left on base. We go to the third. And we're scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers radio.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tongue, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
The top of the third inning. Jay McBlake back alongside you on the Shuckers Radio Network. Coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in against the righty Brett Carey. First pitch of the plate appearance is a curveball that misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren's hitting 212 in the season, 10 homers, 50 driven in, and a 306 OBP. The 1-0 pitch from Carey.
Hit on two hops, backhanded by Mershon at second. Fires to first, and it's in time. And that is a tough luck ground out for Warren. Anywhere else in the infield, it likely gets through. But hit it on one hop right to Mershon at second. Despite hitting it off the bat at 103, it brings up the righty Ethan Murray. One out, nobody on. Murray's in the nine spot in the Shackers order. Carey delivers. Tipped in Emerson Smith behind the plate. It's an 89-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Murray's hitting 177 this season. The pitch popped up out towards short center. Mershon, the second baseman, is out. Rada is in from center. Mershon calls him off. And Murray's retired for the second out. Well, it's hard to get more effective than this right now from Brett Carey. He's gone first time through the order, retired 8 of 9. The only guy that has reached is Lamar Sparks in a walk. And Carey's thrown 25 pitches. And it brings up the lefty, Dylan O'Ray. Carey coming off three straight starts of going 7 innings on the hill. He delivers to the lefty, O'Ray. Slices it foul ball, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Pitching for Carey has not been a problem. He has had back-to-back terrific starts, 7 innings in both of them. Last time out, struck out 14 over 7 innings and gave up one hit. The 0-1 pitch. O'Ray takes a strike on the outside corner, and Carey gets ahead, no balls and two strikes. The problem is that Carey has gotten virtually no run support. He's gotten a no decision. The pitch tips in Emerson's minute, strike 3, and then ends the inning. Just to finish that thought, Carey entered today 1-2, but he has earned a no decision in 5 of his last 7 starts. It's off to a good start here, though. 3 up, 3 down in the third, and he's faced 1 over the minimum through 3 scoreless. We're through 2.5. Trash Pandas and Shackers are scoreless on the Shackers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Well, Russell Smith in his first start over 14 months has looked real sharp tonight. He's gone 2 scoreless innings, and we go to the third scoreless. And the lefty Russell Smith faces the lefty Nelson Rada. First pitch at the bottom of the third. Misses off the inside corner, and it gets Rada right off the stomach. And the leadoff man reaches. Rada's taking a moment up that first baseline. It was a fastball at 86 that looked to get Rada right on the belly. Head athletic trainer Dylan Caldwell is out alongside third base coach and manager Andy Schatzley. Rada looks okay, and it's a big speed threat that now stands on first. 32 stolen bases this year. That leads the Trash Pandas. Smith does have the advantage of being a lefty on the hill with that lefty pickoff move. We'll see what happens here. Back to the top of the order, and David Mershon Switch hitter that bats from the right side against the lefty Smith. It's a scoreless game, one on, nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. Lefty Smith comes set. Now delivers. Mershon takes low. It gets by Miller to the screen, and Rana jogs to second. It was a changeup low at 77. And it just squeaked by Miller. Now runner in scoring position. The second time tonight. Checkers bring the corners in. Wilken and Martinez both on the grass. The pitch. Mershon shows bunt. Pulls back. It gets by Miller again. And Arada moves to third. We'll see whether or not that's ruled a pass ball or a wild pitch. But either way, Nelson Arada's at third with nobody out. Checkers now bring the infield in. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball at 86. And the count goes to 2-1. Mershon, 0-1 tonight, struck out looking in the first. Smith delivers. Fouled back, and the count evens at 2-2. Well, the Checkers right now are getting some good news from Pearl. The M Braves are down 4-0 against the Tennessee Smokies through 2.5. Checkers enter today a game up on the M Braves for the wild card spot in the South Division. Magic number of 11. 2-2 pitch. Mershon chops it towards short. Brown gets it chest high, fires to first. Brown stays put at third. And Mershon's retired for the out. Time to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Checkers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Shuckers and Trash Pandas are scoreless in the bottom of the third. Pitch to the righty, Denzar Guzman, swing and a miss. A changeup from Russell Smith, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Nelson Rod is at third. Lefty Russell Smith comes in against the righty Guzman. The 0-1 pitch popped up out behind second. O'Ray races out, calls everybody off, and makes the catch. Rada stays put at third. Smith's done a real nice job at inducing some weak contact. Brings up the lefty Tucker Flint. We're scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. Two out, runner on third. Russell Smith faces the lefty Flint. The pitch. Flint takes a strike in the outside corner. It's a fastball at 86. Flint singled and a right back in the first. It's the only hit we've seen from either side tonight. The 0-1 pitch. Flint checks his swing, dribbles it up the first baseline. Smith off the mound, bare hands. It turns, fires to first, safes the call. Flint beats it out. Rada scores, and it's a 1-0 Trash Pandas lead. Martinez looked like he had some trouble getting his foot on the bag. But either way, Flint beats it out, despite a terrific effort from Smith on the hill. It's his 58th RBI of the year. It's a multi-hit night. And it's a 1-0 Trash Pandas lead. And the lefty Sam Brown digs in. Two out, one on. Smith delivers. Brown drives it to deep center, hauls back on it, towards the warning track, reaches up at the farthest part of the yard right before the center field wall. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning.
One run, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the fourth. The Shackers still within striking distance. It's 1-0 Trash Pandas on the Shackers Radio Network.
Custom-built trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom-built trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom-built trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Well, we welcome you back to Rocket City. It's the top of the fourth inning. Shackers trail it 1-0. And the righty Brett Carey faces the lefty Darian Miller after a raccoon was captured on the field. Not an actual one. We'll get you more on the story here in a moment. The pitch from Carey is a slider and a called strike one in the outside corner. There was a between innings contest. The Trash Pandas are named after raccoons. The 0-1 delivery. It's a curveball and a called strike two. So as part of the in-game promotion, they had a member of the promo team dress up in a raccoon costume and run around in right field. And there were two little kids that were chasing after him trying to capture the raccoon. Or I guess capture the Trash Panda. It took them about a minute, and they chased the guy all over right field. 0-2 pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. You got to love minor league baseball. The big league level, you got beat the freeze where first the 1-2 pitch misses low and the count evens 2-2. Big league level, you got beat the freeze with the Braves where a fan challenges the freeze to race around the warning track. There were teams that have done beat the fridge, which is the opposite of the freeze. 2-2 pitch. Rolled right side of the infield, gobbled up by Mershon on his knees, gets back to his feet, fires to first, and Miller's retired for the first out. But always something in minor league baseball. By the way, fans, you can join in on tonight's broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. It's a 1-0 Trash Pandas lead. Righty Brock Wilkin digs in. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. 1-0. Wilkins 0-for-1 tonight, popped out to second back in the first. Carey delivers. Called strike at the top of the zone, and the count evens 1-1. Shackers have been held hitless tonight. Carey's faced one over the minimum. The 1-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Dots a slider at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Shackers have had one base runner. It was a two-out walk in the second. The pitch. This is up and in. He buzzes the tower. Wilkin gets out of the way. And the count evens 2-2. Wilkin taps the plate twice. Carey out of the windup delivers. Hammer. Deep left, and this thing is wide gone.
right down the line. It goes 400 feet, and Wilkin has homers in back-to-back games. We're knotted at one. It was a curveball from Carey. He hung it middle, and Wilkin jumps all over it. He touches some with his 17th homer of the year off the bat at 106. That goes 400 feet right down that left field line. Brings up the left to Ernesto Martinez Jr. The pitch. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Brock Wilkin all of a sudden has been on a tear. Homers in back-to-back games up to 17 on the season. 1-0 pitch. Is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. That 20 home run mark still within reach for Wilkin. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss from Martinez. Had a hard cut on an 80-mile-an-hour changeup. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. It's a 1-1 game in the fourth. The pitch. Clubbed out towards center. Rada's back on it, but it's right to him. He settles under it, and he makes the catch. Alrighty, Eric Brown Jr. now digs in. Two out, nobody on. Carey fires. It's a fastball and a called strike one. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to a ball and a strike. Eric Brown Jr. right now trying to end the season on a high note. It's been a tough year offensively, but trying to capture some magic going into the playoffs. 1-1 pitch. Is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Last 10 games, he's had an uptick. 8 for 34. That's a .235 average. Two extra base hits, including a double and a triple for the Brewers' former first-round pick. It's a 1-2 count here. The pitch. Sliced foul ball, first base side and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Carey stares in. Now the 1-2 pitch misses up with a fastball. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball misses inside and the count goes full. Now the count goes full on Brown with 2 away. Carey kicks and delivers. Brown chops it foul, third base side. And the count stays full. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss. He goes down to a knee on a slider. And that ends the inning. But not before the Shockers tied up. One run on one hit. It's the 17th Brocket of the season. Brock Wilkin ties it up. No errors and nobody left on base. Shockers one hit tonight, and it's a homer. It's a 1-1 game after 3.5 on the Shockers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shockers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game.
Fans can save over 35% with a Funday Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We go to the fourth, and for the first time this year, Russell Smith goes into a fourth inning on the hill. Righty Miles Emerson digs in. Smith delivers. Emerson takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers and Trash Pandas are knotted at one. Shuckers tied it up with a solo shot from Brock Wilkin in the top of the inning. 1-0 pitch. Emerson takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. Smith comes set. Emerson 0-for-1 tonight with a flyout to left. 2-0 pitch. Is a slider, and it's called strike. Count goes to 2-1. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. First, the 2-1 pitch. Chopped foul ball third base side, and the count evens 2-2. They're in the top of the fourth inning in Montgomery. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead over the Lookouts. Elsewhere, the Blue Wahoos and Barons are scoreless through an inning and a half. And the Smokies lead the M Braves 4-0 in the top of the fourth. The 2-2 pitch popped up and straight up. Out behind second, found the shortstop's under it. Waits for it to come down, and he makes the catch. Emerson's retired. And now one away for the lefty, Orlando Martinez. One out, nobody on, and a tie game 1-1 in the fourth. The pitch misses up and into the lefty, Martinez. And the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 tonight. Part of the three straight flyouts to left by the Trash Pandas back in the second. The 1-0 pitch. Clubbed out to center, but not deep. Hauls in on it. And he makes the catch. Two away, and it brings up the lefty, David Calabresi. Smith's pitch count right now in terrific shape. We talked about it coming into today. He's thrown 58 and 57 in his last two appearances. Well, tonight, he's in the fourth inning, and this pitch is about to be his 50th. Terrific job getting length for the Shuckers bullpen that right now needs it. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers have really two true starters on this staff, Tate Keener and Casey Hunt. Nate Peterson, Adam Sinaris, Nick Merkel, and Russell Smith have all helped pick up the slack in some starting roles. The pitch is a called strike in the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Including Smith, who tonight is making his first start since May 16th of last year. The 1-1 pitch. Calabresi takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. Smith delivers. Slider called a strike on the outside corner. And the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Smith comes home. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner, and that ends the inning. It's the longest appearance of the season for Russell Smith. And it's right when his team needs it most. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fifth, and we're knotted at one. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
We go to the fifth inning. Checkers and Trash Pandas are tied at one. And the righty Brent Carey faces the righty Lamar Sparks. First pitch. Sparks swings and misses. Fastball high. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Checkers got their only run of the day and their only hit of the day back in the fourth inning. 0-1 pitch. Misses away with a slider. And the count evens 1-1. It was a 400-foot line drive homer from Brock Wolkin. The 1-1 pitch. Sparks shoots it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. The pitch fouled back to the top of the screen. He counts it a ball and two strikes with nobody out. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. The righty Carey delivers. Slider chopped towards third and foul. And the count stays at 1-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167. The pitch. Slider misses low. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch fouled back, and we'll do it one more time. Carries 2-2. is a called strike three at the knees. It's a changeup at 80 miles an hour. And Sparks is down looking for the first down. One out, nobody on, and it brings up the righty Adam Hall. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Hall's 0 for 1 tonight, struck out on a fastball back in the second. It's a 1-1 game in the fifth. The pitch is a called strike 2, top of the zone. The 0-2 pitch. Hall tips it foul back to the screen, and the count stays at no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. Hall takes a slider off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Hall fouls it back, and the count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Carey delivers. Called strike three. Slider top of the zone at 85, and it's back-to-back looking strikeouts for Carey. Brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. The pitch. Warren takes a curveball low for ball one. The pitch. Warren swings and misses. Change up at 79. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch. Called strike two on the outside corner. Goes back to the well with the curveball. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. It's a 1-1 game in the top of the fifth. Two out. Nobody on. Now the pitch. Warren takes low. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. The pitch misses up and in, and the count evens 2-2. Carey out of the windup, quickly comes home. Warren tips it foul back to the screen, and the count stays full, and he stays alive. That was Carey's 70th pitch of the night. After he took all of 30 pitches to get through the order first time around. It's been a little different. Payoff pitch, curveball, called strike three, and Carey strikes out the side. Three straight looking strikeouts. Changeup, slider, curveball. And he struck out four straight. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're halfway through in Madison. It's a 1-1 game on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
After a terrific first four innings from Russell Smith, the Shuckers go to the bullpen, and out comes the righty Caleb Bowman. It is a 1-1 game. Russell Smith, in his first start since May of last year, goes four innings of one-run ball. Caleb Bowman fires. His first pitch misses low, and we're underway in the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers and the Trash Pandas are knotted at one. Matt Kootenay digs in from the left side against Bowman. The pitch misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. David Blank alongside you. Appreciate you joining us on your Wednesday night. Bowman delivers. Jass misses off the inside corner with a fastball. And the count goes to 3-0. Bowman makes his 36th appearance of the year. 65 in the third innings with a 2.48 ERA. 3-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count runs to 3-1. 18 walks and 62 strikeouts. The 3-1 pitch. Kootenay chops it right side of the infield. O'Ray moves to his right at second, but it's by him into center. Kootenay tallies the third hit of the night for the Trash Pandas. And it brings up the lefty Nelson Rada. Time for a check of the Text the Booth line. We'd like to say a big hello to George tuning in Grand Ridge, Florida while building crab traps and listening to the Shuckers. Now, the only thing that can make it more on point than that is maybe we're shucking some oysters. The pitch to Rada shows bunt, goes around, and whiffs on it. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Also, big time hello to Kane and Sarah tuning in tonight. Big hello to Zio tuning in North Carolina. 0-1 the count on the lefty Rada. He shows bunt. Pitch home. Misses away. And the count evens 1-1. Rada was hit by a pitch back in the third inning. Bowman delivers. Rada shows bunt. Bunts it up the third baseline. Bowman off the mound. Grabs it. Bare hands it. Fires to first. In time. Kootenay moves to second. The sacrifice goes 1-3. And now one away with the runner in scoring position for David Mershon at the top of the order. It's a 1-1 game in the bottom of the fifth inning. With Mississippi Braves down 5-0 in the bottom of the fifth against the Smokies. Shuckers win tonight would be massive. The pitch. This is up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers enter today a game up on the M Braves with a wild card spot in the South Division. Both teams 11 games to go. Magic numbers at 11 for the Shuckers. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. But the magic number really doesn't quite matter until we get to the end of this week, where the Shuckers will know exactly how many games they have to win next week when they come back home and their opponents, the M Braves. The 2-0 pitch. Tipped foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers will have an opportunity to quite literally end the Mississippi Braves franchise. That's not a joking matter. That is a dead serious thing that the Shuckers can do. The M Braves playing in their final season before moving to Columbus, Georgia. The pitch is a called strike. on the outside corner, and the count evens at 2-2. The M Braves right now are trying to play and keep their franchise alive for another couple games into the postseason. The Shuckers trying to make sure that the M Braves franchise ends. And their final season comes to an end, game 138. That's next Sunday at the ballpark. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball sliced out to left. Warren in on it. It dies quick, but he's on the run, and he makes the catch. Retires Mershon for the second out. And now two away for the righty, Tenzar Guzman. Tenzar Guzman digs in, right-handed bat against the righty Bowman. Two outs, runner on second in a 1-1 game. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. It's a 1-1 game, runner on second, two outs, bottom of the fifth inning. Bowman's 2-0 pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-0. The M Braves set to move to Columbus, Georgia for next year. It'll be the first relocation in the Southern League since the Rocket City Trash Pandas moved to Madison from Mobile, Alabama at the end of the 2019 season. 3-0 pitch, called strike, sinker in the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 delivery misses off the inside corner, and it's a 5-pitch, 2-out walk. Now runners in first and second and two away for Tucker Flynn. And Darian Miller calls time and jogs out to the mound to talk to Bowman. LED lights start to flash at the ballpark. And it brings up the lefty Tucker Flint. Two on, two away. Bowman delivers. Misses up and away. Sinker at 93. And the count goes to 1-0. Flint's 2-for-2 tonight with an RBI. Singled to right in the first and beat out an infield dribble up the first baseline last time up in the third inning. The 1-0 pitch. Hammered deep down the left field line. Warren's after it towards the corner. Tails in a foul territory and gets out of play. The count evens 1-1. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Caleb Bowman out on the mound. A big sigh of relief after that. That was a hard hit ball, but got a little bit too much under it. It spiraled away from Warren and out of play. Bowman comes set. Now the pitch. Chopped right side of the infield. Easy play for O'Ray. He makes the charge. Gloves it. Fires to first. Bowman gets out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the sixth. It's a 1-1 game on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We enter the top of the sixth inning. Shuckers and Trash Pandas are knotted at one. All righty, Brett Carey's back to work. He's been terrific tonight. Outside of a solo shot to Brock Woken, the Shuckers don't have anything against him. He's thrown just 71 pitches through five innings. His first pitch of the sixth comes home. And it misses up and in to the righty, Ethan Murray. Carey struck out four straight. He struck out the side in the fifth inning. All three looking strikeouts. The pitch, tagged foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Carey out of the windup comes home. Slider swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2. Carey this year stopped out at 109 pitches. He's gone over 100 pitches in five of his 24 appearances. The 1-2 pitch to Murray. Slider misses off the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch driven out towards left. Calabresi over towards the line makes the catch on the run. And Murray lines out for the first out of the inning. One out, nobody on, and it's back to the top of the order in the lefty, Dylan O'Ray. It's a 1-1 game in the sixth inning. O'Ray digs in from the left side, 0-2 tonight. Carey delivers. Foul back, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Righty Carey delivers home. Curveball misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. O'Ray slices it foul behind home plate, and the count goes to 1-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 1-2 pitch. Sliced foul ball again. Chess touches it. A changeup on the outside corner at 81. Count stays at 1-2. Shuckers have only had two base runners. Omar Sparks drew a two-out walk in the second, and then Wilkins homer that tied the game in the fourth. The 1-2 pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, fouled back, and the count stays even. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Carey delivers. Curveball misses off the outside corner, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch. Roped to short. Guzman climbs the ladder and makes the catch. Robs away of a single. And now two away for the lefty Miller. Two out, nobody on. Righty Carey delivers to the lefty Miller. First pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Miller is 0-2 tonight. Fly out to right. Ground out to second. The pitch misses low, and it clanks off Emerson's mitt back to the screen. The count goes to two balls and no strikes. Carey's pitch count starting to get up there. About throw his 87th pitch of the night. And it's a fastball. It's a called strike on the outside corner. Reels the count back to 2-1. There's nobody up in the bullpen, though. You'd have to think Carey tonight likely taking it for 100 or more pitches. The 2-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 2-2. Tied at one in the top of the sixth inning. Two outs, nobody on. Carey delivers. Misses low with a curveball. A big bender at 77. And the count goes full with three balls and two strikes. Carey delivers. Swing and a miss. Goes with a changeup high. And strikes out Miller to end the inning. It's his seventh strikeout of the night. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base in the sixth. He's through six innings of one run and one hit ball. We're through 5.5. Checkers 1. Trash Pandas 1. We're back after this in the Checkers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning at Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Not the Madison in Wisconsin. It's the home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. It's a 1-1 game. And the righty Caleb Bowman is out for his second inning on the hill. And he comes home to Sam Brown. First pitch fisted over Wilkins and at third and into left for a single. Warren fires it in. Bowman dotted one in on the hands to Brown from the left-handed side. An inside-out swing punches it the other way. And it's the second straight inning. The leadoff man is reached, and it brings up the righty Miles Emerson, who walks up to maybe the strangest walk-up song you'll ever find in minor league baseball. One on, nobody out. The righty Bowman fires. It misses off the inside corner with a sinker, and the count goes to 1-0. There's some weird ones out there. Baby Shark was a big one. But I don't know if anyone's gone with football theme songs. 1-0 pitch is a called strike, and the count evens at 1-1. It's not really a song as much as it is a background track, but it's the Fox Sports NFL theme song is what he walks up to. The 1-1 pitch is a called strike at the top of the zone, and the count goes to 1-2. We'll have to ask the Trash Pandas broadcast crew why in the world Miles Emerson shows that. There's got to be a wild story behind it. The 1-2 pitch. Emerson lines it down the right field line, but foul. And the count stays at 1-2. Emerson, 26-year-old native of San Diego, California. Maybe he's just a big-time former San Diego Chargers fan. You never know. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch misses up and in, and it gets him. A sinker high in 92. Emerson reaches. Now runners on first and second with nobody out for Orlando Martinez. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. We'll take a look around the Brewers organization. One game's gone final. The Carolina Mudcats win it 4-0 over the Delmarva Shorebirds earlier today. The pitch to the lefty Martinez. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Everything else currently in action. Top five, the Sounds lead Gwinnett 6-3. Top seven, the Wisconsin Timbernattlers trail the Cedar Rapids Colonels 3-0. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. A long swing on a high fastball at 92. And the count evens 1-1. And at the big league level, the St. Louis Cardinals lead the Brewers 2-0 halfway through. The pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-2. Braylon Payne, the Brewers' first-round pick this year, only 17 years old, was promoted up to Carolina earlier today, did not appear in his first game on the Mudcats active roster, but quite the promotion for the youngster. Playing high school ball just a couple weeks ago, and now in single A. 1-2 pitch, fouled back. And the count stays at 1-2. He'll join the Mudcats as they get ready for the playoffs. It's the final week of the season in A-ball and high A. And both the Mudcats and the Timber Rattlers already have playoff spots wrapped up. The 1-2 pitch. Sliced foul, third base side. And we'll do it again. The Timber Rattlers still awaiting who their opponent's going to be in the Midwest League West Division Finals. Same with Carolina and the Carolina League North Division. Both those teams first-half winners. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez drives it deep to left. Warren's back on it at the warning track towards the wall. He reaches up, and it's off his glove and off the wall. It rolls back towards the infield. Brown rounds third and comes home. Emerson stops at second. Brown slides across the plate as the go-ahead run. And it's an RBI single from Martinez and a 2-1 Trash Pandas lead. Martinez got into it. At first, it looked like it might be out of here. But instead, it went all the way back to the wall. Warren reached up for it just out of his grasp. And it slammed off the wall. And it brings up the lefty, David Calabresi. And now time is called, and the umpires come together. And, well, there's a reason. The LED lights started flashing. And then they did not go all the way back on. We are in a light delay in Madison, Alabama. McCarthy trying to find somebody to talk to in stadium operations. Half the lights are working. Half of them are not working. It's a dimly lit field at the moment. McCarthy, with a smile on his face, has the walkie-talkie to tuck to the control room, and the pitch clock operator probably inquiring about where the other half of the lights went. And it doesn't look like half the lights are turned off. It just looks like they're only about 50% on the brightness monitor. We've had a light delay before, but at Keyser Federal Park, it only happened a couple times where it was one bank of lights that went out, which the Shuckers were able to play. And I think it just got a little bit brighter. McCarthy, the crew chief. Oh, no, they... Oh, well, they went bright, and then they went out, and now they're back. There we go. Oh, my goodness. They went on, and then they turned off. And I think everybody's heart just dropped. It's one thing to have a dimly lit field. It's really hard to play baseball if none of the lights are working. Lights are restored to full capacity, and we're back to baseball. My, oh, my. Caleb Bowman faces the lefty David Calabresi. Corners in for the Shuckers. It's a 2-1 Trash Pandas lead. Bowman fires. Calabresi shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike one on an 86-mile-an-hour cutter. The RBI for Martinez is 30th of the season. And it's a 2-1 Trash Pandas lead. The 0-1 pitch, bunt shown, bunted foul back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The Shuckers have had a lot of weird things happen at this ballpark. The lights tonight, last year they played a kids' day game without power for the final four innings. The power went out in the middle of the top of the fourth inning and was not restored until the next day. Bowman checks second, spins around, does not throw back, but Emerson jogs back to the bag. They were building so much stuff around the ballpark. There's been a lot of developments recently, especially last year, and somebody cut the wrong court. The 0-2 pitch, punch shown, bunted back to the mound. Bowman has it, checks third, instead fires to first, O'Reilly's covering. And Calabresi's retired on the second sack bunt of the night from the Trash Pandas. Martinez to second, Emerson to third. The sack goes 1-4. And now one away for the lefty, Matt Kootenai. Last year's power debacle was quite the wild one because they still played, and our broadcast was an Instagram live for the final five innings. Infield in, runners at second and third. It's a 2-1 Trash Pandas lead, last of the sixth inning. The pitch, Kootenai takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. It's 5-0 Tennessee over the M Braves in the top of the seventh. Shuckers enter today a game ahead of the M Braves. The wild card spot in the South Division. The 1-0 pitch, Kootenai takes off the inside corner and almost got him on the back foot. The count goes to 2-0. The pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count runs to 3-0. Emerson's at third. Martinez is at second. It's a 2-1 Trash Pandas lead. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. The count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch, fouled back, and the count runs full. That was a fastball up at 92 from Bowman. And he's gone from a 3-0 count now to a 3-2 count. Strikeout here would be huge. Infield could then play back. And the Trash Pandas wouldn't be able to get a run home with an out. 3-2 pitch, fouled back, and we'll do it again. The payoff pitch misses low and inside, and they're loaded up. Kootenay walks. Martinez at second. Emerson at third. One run already in. And the Shuckers trail it 2-1. That brings out manager Fidel Pena. And Bowman's day is over. New pitcher in the ballgame when we come back. It's a 2-1 Trash Pandas lead. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
It's a tough situation right now for the righty James Meeker and Anner. It's a 2-1 Trash Pandas lead. The Shuckers looking to win tonight to try and expand their lead for the wild card with 10 to go. Instead, they're down 2-1. The bases are loaded. One away, and the lefty Nelson Rada digs in. Meeker inherits three base runners and delivers home. Rada spoils it foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Meeker's gone nine innings without allowing an earned run. Seven appearances, two walks, and 11 strikeouts. Meeker's inherited four this year and none have scored. For the 0-1 pitch, Rada takes low. And the count evens 1-1. Last time out for Meeker was on Sunday night against Montgomery. Gave up one unearned run off a hit in an inning of work. The 1-1 pitch. Rada spoils it foul. Third base side and out of play. It's low fastball at 91. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Meeker delivers. Rada drives it down the left field line. Foul. Tails away from Warren and into the seats. Count now at 1-2. Shuckers trail at 2-1. Meeker comes set. Bases loaded. One away. Now he steps off. Everybody regroups. The 1-2 pitch. Rada chops it first base side. Martinez charges, gloves it, fires home. But it's off Rada's front foot. The count stays at 1-2. Ball, two strikes, one away. Meeker delivers. Rada fouls it back. And the count stays at 1-2.
Meeker sets the belt. Now delivers. Rada chops it first base side. Foul again. And the count stays at 1-2. Bases loaded, one away. It's a 2-1 Trash Pandas lead. Miles Emerson is at third. Orlando Martinez is at second. And Matt Kootenay is at first. And the righty, James Meeker, comes set on the hill against the lefty Rada. The pitch misses low. Miller does a great job to black it up. It's a low curveball at 82. And the count evens 2-2. The pitch. Rope towards center. Ball in on it, and it drops in for a base hit. Emerson scores. Martinez stops at third. The throw home from Hall and a hop. Make sure everybody else holds up. Emerson scores, and it's a 3-1 lead. It's the Rada's 30th RBI of the season. And the Trash Pandas have their largest lead of the night. Emerson comes home. Martinez to third. Kootenay to second. Rada to first. And up comes the switch hitter, David Mershon. Ronnie Meeker comes set. Now the pitch. Mershon lifts it towards short right center. Sparks is on, and it drops him for a base hit. Martinez scores. Kootenay rounds third. The throw on two ops. Two third is not in time. Rada advances two bases. Two runners score on the two RBI single from Mershon. And it's a 5-1 Trash Pandas lead. All three inherited runners score. All three runs charged to Bowman. And the Trash Pandas have taken command of this thing in the sixth inning. Final line for Bowman. He goes an inning in the third, gives up three runs on three hits, two walks, no strikeouts, and throws 43 pitches. The righty Denzar Guzman digs in. Rada's at third. Mershon's at first. The pitch. Fouled back, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike top of the zone, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. There's still just one away in this inning. The only out was a sack bunt from David Calabresi as the fourth batter of the inning. So even the only out of the inning was a productive AB. The 0-2 pitch, runner off to second. It misses up and in, pops out of Miller's mitt. And Mershon slides in with a stolen base. It's Mershon's fourth stolen base in five attempts this year. The count now with a ball and two strikes with one away. Shuckers bring the infield in. Meeker delivers. Curveball misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Meeker comes set. Checkers infield all the way in on the grass with two on. The pitch. Misses away. Curveball at 83, and the count goes full. Tucker Flint stands on deck. He'd be the ninth man to bat this inning. It's a 5-1 Trash Pandas lead. Meeker delivers. It's roped out to right. Sparks charges. And he makes the catch. Rada takes a tag from third. The throw home and a hop is a good one. Guzman flies out to right. Now two out, two on for the lefty Tucker Flint. And there was no shot Rada was going on Lamar Sparks. One of the best arms in the Southern League. Was top five in outfield assists last year in his first year in the organization with the Brewers. Teams have learned a little bit this year. He hasn't had many guys trying to tag up on him. Two out, two on, 5-1 Trash Pandas. The pitch. Lefty Flint takes low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. There's a cutter at 87 from Meeker. Flint today, 2-for-3 with two singles. The 1-0 pitch misses low and inside. Count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away. The pitch, fly towards right, down the line. Martinez and O'Reilly after it. O'Reilly, the second baseman, into foul territory, makes the catch. That ends the inning. In the inning, four runs come home off four hits, no errors, and the Trash Pandas strand two. We go to the seventh. It's a 5-1 Trash Pandas lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
We go to the seventh. The Shuckers find themselves down 5-1 on the scoreboard. And the righty Brett Carey delivers. Brock Wilkin chops it towards third. Over the bag, backhanded by Kootenay towards the line. Fires the first, and it's in time. Wilkins retired for the first out. We welcome you back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Jay McBlake back alongside you. It's a 5-1 Trash Pandas lead. Trash Pandas four runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Up to Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in. Carey delivers. Martinez taking all the way. Takes off the outside corner for ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Martinez checks his swing. Third base umpire says he goes around. The count evens 1-1. The righty Carey delivers. Martinez fouls it back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. Martinez is 0-for-2 tonight. He's flown out to right, flown out to center. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez fouls it back, and the count stays at 1-2. Little bat boy. He's got to be about 14 years old, jogs down. Not really a jog, more of a full-on sprint to grab the baseball from third base coach Fidel Pena. Some great speed down that third baseline. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez lifts it, third base side over Kootenay's head and into left for a single.
Well, that extends Martinez's on base streak to 11 consecutive games. He now has 6 hits in 3 games this week. And it brings up the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Martinez entered today over that 10-game streak, hitting .405. He's now 1-for-3 tonight. And it brings up the righty, Brown. One out, one on. Carey delivers. Swing and a miss at a slider. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch. Slider is a called strike top of the zone. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Martinez takes his lead off first. Jackers down 5-1 in the top of the 7th. Carey delivers. Curveball misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Carey fires. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Blazes it by him. 90 miles an hour. 8th strikeout of the night for Carey. And now 2 away for the righty, Lamar Sparks. Sparks is 0-for-1 tonight with a walk and a strikeout. 2 out, 1 on in the 7th. The righty, Carey, delivers. Popped up, first base side, foul ball territory. Brown over towards the dugout, but it's out of play. Into the first row, almost gets a beer can. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Sparks 0-for-1 tonight. Carey. Set at the letters, delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Jackers tonight have been held to a run on just 2 hits. The 0-2 delivery. Sparks drives it out towards short center. Rada in on it, and it drops in for a base hit. It's the first time the Shuckers have had 2 hits in an inning tonight. And the tying run stands on deck. Up comes Adam Hall. For Sparks, that extends his hit streak to 4 in a row. And Hall now digs in. Hall's 0-for-2 tonight with 2 strikeouts against Carey. He's about to throw his 105th pitch of the day. 2-1, 2 away in the 7th. The pitch. Hall takes a strike. It's a slider at 83. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Trash Pandas have some movement out in the bullpen. Jared Southard is warming up, a right-handed arm. The 1-1 pitch. Hall fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Jackers trying to claw their way back into this thing. The pitch. Misses low and away. The count evens 2-2. It's a changeup at 79 that just misses low. Carey thought it was strike 3, was about halfway back to the dugout. But we'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Carey delivers. Hall takes a curveball low. And the count goes full. Xavier Warren stands on deck. He's the tying run in this thing. Carey delivers. Misses low. Checks his swing. Does not go. And they're loaded up. Up comes Warren. Manager Andy Shatzley's out of the dugout. And that ends the day for Brett Carey. Throws 110 pitches in 6 2/3 innings. And Jared Southern sent to come in with the bases loaded and two away. And the tying run at the plate. The 5-1 Trash Pandas lead. We're back after this on the Trackers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Jared Southern, right-handed arm, comes in for the Trash Pandas. The Shuckers trying to make this thing a ball game. They trail it 5-1 in the top of the seventh, but they have the bases loaded with two away. And the guy who played hero yesterday, Xavier Warren, who had that big solo shot in the sixth inning to give the Shuckers the lead, now stands in against the righty Southern. Warren digs in from the left side. Base is loaded with two away. Southern delivers. Warren drives it out to left, but not deep. Calabresi back on it. Stands under it, makes the catch, and all it takes is one pitch for the Trash Pandas to get out of the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and the Shuckers strand three. Time to stretch in Madison. It's a 5-1 Rocket City lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Of the seventh, and righty James Meeker's back to work for the Shuckers. Faces the lefty Sam Brown. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers trail at 5-1. M Braves are down as well. 5-0 in the eighth inning in Pearl. The 0-1 pitch popped up third base side. Woken the third baseman over towards the foul line. Now into foul territory. He makes the catch. One away now for the righty Miles Emerson. Shuckers enter today a game up on Mississippi for the wild card in the South Division. Magic numbers 11. Two teams play each other six more times this year. All of them next week in Biloxi to finish out the year. The pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to no balls and a strike on the righty Emerson. There are a number of different scenarios, but basically, if things stay put and the Shuckers enter next week a game up, they'll have to win 3 of 6 against the M Braves. The pitch is a called strike 2 on the outside corner, and Meeker gets way ahead. Shuckers trying to make the playoffs for the first time since 2019. Last year, they fell in heartbreaking fashion on the second to last day of the regular season. The 0-2 pitch. Emerson takes strike 3 on the outside corner. Fastball at 92. Now 2 away for the lefty Orlando Martinez. It's looking like it'll again come down to the final week. There's not really any way the Shuckers will not have any game matter next week. Even if they win out and Mississippi loses out, the Shuckers still will need to make a win next week. The pitch is a curveball. That misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. So for the second straight year, it'll come down to the Shuckers trying to make the playoffs at home in front of their own crowd at Keesler Federal Park. The 1-0 pitch to Martinez. He takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. Here it's a 5-1 Trash Pandas lead in the bottom of the seventh. Martinez 1-for-3 today with an RBI. The 2-0 pitch, smashed foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count goes to 2-1. Ronnie Meeker comes set at the belt, now delivers. Martinez takes inside, and the count goes to 3-1. The pitch. Called strike 2 in the outside corner. A cutter at 86. And the count runs full with 2 away and nobody on. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Meeker gets the sign from Miller and comes in. Now the pitch. Smashed foul. Behind home plate and out of play. The count stays full. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. The pitch. Roped down the left field line. Warren chases after it, and it tails into the seats. And the count stays full. Three Three balls, two strikes, and two away. Meeker comes in. Now the payoff pitch. Roped to short, diving snag by Brown, and that ends the inning. Brown flashes the leather, and that ends a 1-2-3 seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the eighth. It's a 5-1 Trash Pandas lead on the Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ethan Murray digs in for the Shuckers in the top of the eighth inning. Shuckers down 5-1 against the Trash Pandas. And the righty Jared Southard, who needed all of one pitch to strand the bases loaded in the seventh, throws his second pitch of the day. It's a fastball, and Murray swings and misses. Southard came in with the bases loaded and two away. Promptly got a fly out from Xavier Warren to end the inning. That finished up Brett Carey's line on an excellent night. A one pitch. Misses away. And the count evens 1-1. Carey goes 6 2/3 innings. Gives up one run on three hits, two walks, and eight strikeouts. He throws 110 pitches. The 1-1 pitch. Murray takes up and the count goes to 2-1. Southern makes his 16th appearance of the year. He has a 4.66 ERA in 19 and a third innings, 12 walks and 16 strikeouts, opponents hitting 225 against him. The pitch rolled third base side and threw in a left for a single. Calabresi cuts it off towards the line, then bobbles it. Murray takes off towards second. The throw and a hop is not in time. The bobble gets Murray to second, and it brings up the top of the order. For Murray, that snaps a two-game hitless streak. We'll see whether or not it's a single or a double. And it is a double. Shuckers get their second extra base hit of the night. It brings up the lefty Dylan O'Reilly. Shuckers trail at 5-1. Southern delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. O'Reilly tonight is 0-3. Two ground outs and a strikeout. Southern delivers. It's a called strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Murray takes his lead off second. Shuckers down 5-1 in the top of the eighth inning. Southern delivers. O'Reilly chops it weakly to third. Kootenay charges, grabs it waist high, fires high to first, and it takes a hop down the right field line. Murray rounds third and comes home. O'Reilly jogs to second. The error plates the Shuckers' second run of the night, and they now trail it 5-2. It's an E5 on Kootenay. Shuckers get on the board for the first time since the fourth inning. Looks like an easy play for Kootenay to make, and then he went to throw it, and the ball just sailed right out of his hand. Miss Brown's made it first by about 5 feet up. Man on second, nobody out. Up comes Darian Miller. Southern fires to the lefty. Miller takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. It's a 5-2 lead for the Trash Pandas. Top of the eighth inning. The 1-0 pitch. Fouled back, and the count evens 1-1. A sinker at 92 from Southern. Southern comes set. Now the pitch. Backdoors a slider, and it's a called strike. Gets ahead, 1-2. Miller tonight 0-for-3. A fly out, a ground out, and a strikeout last time up in the sixth inning. We're in the eighth. Runner on second, nobody out. It's a 5-2 Rocket City lead. The pitch. Popped straight up first base side. Brown charges. About halfway up the first baseline, settles under it, and he makes the catch. And now one away, and up comes the righty, Brock Wilkin. Wilkin's already driven in a run today with a solo shot, a 400-foot homer down the right field line. That was back in the fourth inning. Tied the game at one. Nick Cale jogs down from the Shuckers dugout all the way to the bullpen. Miles Emerson walks out from behind home plate, gives a couple of signals to the infield, and up steps Wilkin. 1-for-3 tonight with a homer. It's a 5-2 Trash Pandas lead. Southern delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Southern fires, swinging a miss at a curveball. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin takes off the inside corner. It's a slider at 84. And the count goes to 2-2. Southern, been a little bit all over the place in this appearance. 15 pitches, 9 of them strike, 6 out of the zone. The 2-1 pitch. Wilkin drives it towards deep center. Rada back on it. Towards the warning track, he holds it in. A right tags from second and moves to third. The throw goes into the cutoff man, Guzman. It is a deep fly out from Wilkin. Now 2 away and a runner on third for Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez 1-for-3 tonight with a single. It's a 5-2 Trash Pandas lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Southern delivers. Martinez drives it out to deep left. Calabresi back on it. It hangs up, and he makes the catch towards the warning track. And that ends the inning. In the frame, one run on one hit, one error, and one runner left on base. Through 7.5, and it's a 5-2 Trash Pandas lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got a neck of sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Checkers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Checkers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Shuckers go back to the bullpen for the eighth inning. James Meeker done after an inning and two-thirds on the hill. And in comes the righty, Tyler Wiesner. Shuckers trailed 5-2. Wiesner delivers. First pitch misses off the outside corner for ball one. And we're off and running. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch to Cal Abrese, swing and a miss on a curveball. And the count evens one ball and one strike. The pitch, swing and a miss, slider low. And the count goes to 1-2. Wiesner this year makes his 15th appearance, 32 innings with a 7.31 ERA, 15 walks and 44 strikeouts. Righty Wiesner from the windup delivers home. Calabrese chops it first base side. Martinez to his right does not grab it. O'Reilly grabs it instead. It's a race to the bag, and Wiesner wins the race off the flip from O'Reilly. And now one away for the lefty, Matt Kootenay. Time for a check of the Ilwa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today and visit OWA.com. They've gone final in Mississippi. It's a 5-0 final. Smokies all over the M Braves in game two of that series. Wiesner delivers. Kootenay takes a strike on the inside corner. And he gets ahead in the count. Everything else still in action. Top nine. Biscuits up 6-0 on the lookouts. And in the bottom of the sixth, it's a 1-1 game in Birmingham. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. That is between the Blue Wahoos and the Barons. Kootenay, 1-for-2 tonight with a single, a walk, and a flyout. It's a 5-2 Trash Pandas lead. The pitch lifted out towards short left center. Brown ranges out, and he makes the catch. Now two away for the lefty, Nelson Rada. Two out, nobody on in the eighth. Wiesner delivers. Rada takes a strike at the knees. Wiesner gets ahead. Rada is 1-for-1 tonight with an RBI. 0-1 pitch. Misses low. And the count evens 1-1. He's been hit by a pitch in the stomach. He had a sack bunt in the fifth and an RBI single in the sixth inning. The 1-1 pitch. Rada takes a curveball at the knees for strike two. Wiesner steps off the mound for a moment. Now sets back on the rubber. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Wiesner delivers. Misses up and away at 97. And the count evens 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away in the bottom of the eighth. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Rada goes fishing on a curveball low. And it finishes off a 1-2-3 inning from Wiesner. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the ninth. Shuckers down by 3. It's a 5-2 score on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus. 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Top of the ninth inning, and the Shuckers trail by 3. Randy Camden Manassi manners for the Trash Pandas. Javik Blake back alongside you. The M Braves lost earlier today, 5-0. The Shuckers, if they want to gain a game for that wild card spot, they enter today a game ahead. They're going to need to figure out how to score 3 in the top of the ninth off Manassi. He makes his 19th appearance. He's 6 of 9 in save opportunities with a 3.48 ERA. And the righty, this is the righty, Eric Brown Jr. first up. Manassi deals. Fouled back, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Manassi's gone 20 2/3 innings, 29 strikeouts to just 8 walks, and opponents hitting 247 against him. The 0-1 pitch. Brown launches it foul, first base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Brown's 0-for-3 tonight. 2 strikeouts and a pop out to the catcher. High set of the hands. Brown calls time and steps out. He's brought his hands down slightly. Last week they were about as far around. His arms were extended straight up. Today they're a little bit lower. A little bit of a bend in both arms. The 0-2 pitch, he takes up, and the count goes to 1-2. Reminder fans, the Shuckers back at home on Tuesday for their final 6 home games of the regular season. Shuckers, and all the help they can for the playoff push, you can get your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com or the box office. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball from Manassi blazes in at 95, and there's one away. Again, that's the Shuckers box office at Keesler Federal Park or BiloxiShuckers.com. Shuckers at home Tuesday through Sunday, trying to get to the playoffs for the first time since 2019. Head to BiloxiShuckers.com for all promotions and game times. Lamar Sparks digs in against Manassi. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Sparks tonight, 1-for-2 with a walk, strikeout, and a single. The 1-0 pitch. Sparks swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 93. And the count evens 1-1. It is a 5-2 Trash Pandas lead in the ninth. The 1-1 pitch misses away. Fastball at 95. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Sparks takes up, and the count goes to 3-1. Manassi delivers. Sparks drives it foul. First base side and out of play. So middle fastball at 94. And the count goes full. Checkers down by 3. Back half of the order due up. Sparks, then Hall, then Warren. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Manassi delivers. Shot right side of the infield and through. Over Brown's head at first. And it's a multi-hit night for Sparks. One out, one on. And up comes the righty, Adam Hall. Tying run stands on deck. It's a 5-2 Trash Pandas lead in the ninth. The righty Manassi delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 95 on the inner half. Count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Another fastball. Center cut at 95. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes, and 1 away. We'll see if Manassi goes back to that fastball one more time. He comes home. Fastball called strike 3, 95. He goes inner third fastball, middle fastball, outer third fastball, and gets all looking for the second out of the inning. Manassi just challenged him, served it up on a platter, and said, try and hit it. 2 strikeouts this inning. And with 2 away, Xavier Warren digs in from the left side. Manassi fires. Warren pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Warren 0-for-3 tonight. Checkers down 5-2. In the bottom of the ninth inning. Check that, top of the ninth inning. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike 2. Another fastball at 95. Manassi's got pretty much one pitch going right now, but he doesn't need anything else. That heater has been treacherous. 1 ball, no balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. 5-2 lead for the Trash Pandas. The pitch. Jack swing, curveball low, blocked up by Emerson. He throws to second, and now Sparks is caught in a rundown. Hustles back to first. Brown, the first baseman, has it. Slaps the tag on Sparks, and that ends the game. It was a ball in the dirt. Sparks thought it was strike 3. Gets caught stealing, and that ends it. Checkers fall by a 5-2 final. They are unable to gain any ground on the M Braves. They stay one game ahead for the wild card spot with 10 games to go in the regular season. Checkers fall to 61-65 on the year. 31-28 in the second half. Trash Pandas improved to 57-70 on the season. 24-35 in the second half. We'll take a break. When we come back, time to wrap everything up. Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Checkers fall by a 5-2 final. Postgame comes your way next on the Checkers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, or visit them online at groundzerobiloxi.com. And it's a tough one tonight for the Shuckers. A 5-2 loss. They were tied at 1-5 innings, but a 4-run bottom of the sixth paves the way to a Trash Pandas win as they win it by a 5-2 final. Shuckers fall to 61-65 on the season, 31-28 in the second half, while the Trash Pandas improved to 57-70 on the season, 24-35 in the second half. 5 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Rocket City. 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors for the Shuckers. Winning pitcher tonight is Brett Carey. Moves to 2-2 after he allows 1 run over 6 2/3 innings, walks, and throws 110 pitches. Meanwhile, the loss for the Shuckers goes to Caleb Bowman. Bowman falls to 5-3 on the season. Camden Manassi picks up the save. It's his 7th of the year. Shuckers fall, but not to be overshadowed by a great spot start from Russell Smith. Shuckers did not know who they were starting until after the game yesterday. Smith gets the honors in his first start in over 14 months. And he leads the Shuckers. He allows just 1 run over 4 innings, gives up 2 hits, 1 walk, strikes out 2, and throws 54 pitches as the Shuckers continuing to put together this pitching staff in the late stages of the regular season with really only 2 full true starters on this roster. And it's a terrific effort tonight from Russell Smith, but a big 6th inning from Rocket City sees the Shuckers fall by a 5-2 final. Time to take a look at today's scoring summary. First run of the day came home for Rocket City in the 3rd on an RBI infield single from Tucker Flintrove in his 58th run of the year. Well, Brock Woken in the fourth inning, nine of the game at one on the Shuckers' first hit of the night, a 400-foot solo homer down the left field line, his 17th homer of the season. That leads the team, his 48th run driven in, and the Shuckers tied the game at one. In the sixth inning, an RBI single from Orlando Martinez gave the Trash Pandas a 2-1 lead before Nelson Rada then made it a 3-1 lead with an RBI single with the bases loaded. And then David Mershon, a 2-RBI single into right as the next batter made it a 5-1 game. Shuckers were able to get a run back, though, in the eighth inning. An error allowed Ethan Murray to score from second as the Shuckers got their final run of the day. They fall by a 5-2 final. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 27 minutes in front of 2,850. Here at Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Before we go any farther, time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome you back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Final score, Rocket City 5, Shuckers 2. We'll wrap everything up around the Southern League and the Brewers organization next. And look ahead to tomorrow. Casey Hunt start day for the Shuckers. All comes your way next right here on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kivette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Shuckers fall by a 5-2 final against the Trash Pandas, but they still stay a game ahead of the Mississippi Braves for the wild card in the South Division with 10 games to go. Shuckers fall to 61-65 on the season, 31-28 in the second half. The Trash Pandas improve to 57-70 on the season, 24-35 in the second half. Brett Carey gets the win tonight, proves to 2-2. Caleb Bowman, the loss, falls to 5-3, and Camden Manassi picks up his seventh save of the season. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 27 minutes in front of 2,850 at Toyota Field. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization as well. Both are brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game still in action. Pensacola lead is tied with Birmingham at one in the top of the eighth inning. The one team lurking in the background for the wild card spot is Pensacola. They are 3.5 back, as they also, after tonight, have 10 to go. So if they do win tonight, they'll be 2.5 back of the Shuckers, 1.5 back of Mississippi, again with 10 games to go, as it might become a three-team race going into next week for that final playoff spot in the South Division. Finals from elsewhere. Montgomery continues their surge to likely a second-half title, now 4 games up on the Shuckers. The Biscuits at 75-53 overall with a 6-0 win tonight, 35-25 in the second half. Lookouts fall to 41-86 on the year, 21-37 in the second half. The big one that every Shuckers fan has circled, the Mississippi Braves fall by a 5-0 final to the Tennessee Smokies. The M-Braves still stay a game behind the Shuckers, while Tennessee wins their 80th game of the season. They're at 80-47, 40-19 in the second half. It is one of the few times ever that fans of a Brewers minor league affiliate or the Brewers itself is going to be rooting for someone or something affiliated with the Chicago Cubs. But the Tennessee Smokies right now helping out the Shuckers in a big-time way. They've won each of the first 2 games in that series, and they are the reason why the Shuckers right now are a game up on the M-Braves with 10 games to go. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization as the big league club is in the late stages against the St. Louis Cardinals. Everything else has gone final on the lower minors side. One game still in action. It's in AAA. It's a 12-3 lead for the Nashville Sounds over the Gwinnett Stripers. They're through 8 at the big league level. Bottom of the 9th inning. Brewers trying to walk it off against the Cardinals. They are knotted at 2. Carolina Mudcats are up 4-0 on the Delmarva Shorebirds as they get the win. And a final in 10 innings, the Cedar Rapids Colonels walk it off against the Brewers IA affiliate and the Wisconsin Tim Rattlers. It is a 4-3 Colonels winner. Here the Shuckers fall by a 5-2 final, and they're back in action tomorrow. The righty Casey Hunt gets the start 0-2 with a 2.38 ERA against a starter for the Trash Pandas that is to be determined. First pitch at 6:35 tomorrow night. We'll be at you with pregame at 6:15. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Again, your final score tonight, Trash Pandas 5, Shuckers 2. Brett Carey the win, Caleb Bowman the loss, and Camden Manassi picks up the save. That'll do it for us tonight from all of us at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. I'm Javik Blake. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. 6:15 pregame, 6:35 first pitch. It is a KC Hunt start day, and we'll see if the star is to be a star for the Shuckers in the late stages of 2024. We'll talk to you then. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers.